This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 15th. We're in hour one of the broadcast. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I've got so much news and information to cover today, I do not hardly know where to begin. I'll tell you what, we are living in interesting times. That is for sure. We have got the Malcolm Howard deathbed confession. We're going to be discussing that here shortly. Israel, these are some of the headlines I'm going to be covering. Israel moves to formally declare itself a Jewish state. I'm sure you've not seen that one in the mainstream media. Nicole Kidman, Stanley Kubrick says pedophiles run the world. We will definitely get to that. New law strips invaders in Israel of access to medical services. They're making sure they're not going to have the problems in Israel that they are helping the rest of the world to have. Trust me. Next headline, Hungarian anti-invasion poster is anti-Semitic, says Jews, because it features George Soros. We're also going to talk a little bit more about Joshua Bonehill. He is still in prison for making a cartoon. I'm going to be giving you the contact information if you'd like to send him a letter. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. You might want to have a pen and pencil, a pen paper handy. I sent him a letter last year at Christmas. Fishermen express fury as Fukushima plant sets to release radioactive material into the ocean. You're not seeing that one on the mainstream media. And on and on and on and on. Immigration shocker, Trump administration may bail on DACA. I mean, it just goes on. But before we get into anything else, I want to share with you a Washington Times story from yesterday. And as I say every week, you know, my world news, other than the internet, comes from nothing but cucks, NBC, with Lester Holt. And last night, lo and behold, you know, they dedicated plenty of time to the Kookspiracy, the endless, ridiculous. And I've got a video of Tucker Carlson. Hopefully, we'll have time to get to it. Really shed some revelations on the latest of the super Kookspiracy that the lamestream media just cannot get enough of. But listen to this. Did anyone know this happened. On. I was saying this was in the Washington Times yesterday. Haven't seen it in mainstream media anywhere. It's darn sure not on Drudge. So let me read this to you. President Trump signed an executive order Wednesday. Now, that was 2 days ago. 3 days ago now, to start pulling the federal government out of K-12 education following through on a campaign promise to return school control to state and local officials. The order, dubbed the Education Federalism Executive Order, will launch a 300-day review of Obama-era regulations and guidance for school districts and direct Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to modify or repeal measures she deems an overreach by the federal government. For too long, the government has imposed its will on state and local governments. The result has been education that spends more and achieves far, far, far less, Mr. Trump said. Well, amen to that. My administration has been working to reverse this federal power grab and give power back to families, cities, and states. Give power back to the localities. He has said previous administrations had increasingly forced schools to comply with whims and dictates from Washington, but his administration will break this trend. We know local communities know best and do it best, said Mr. Trump, who was joined by several Republican governors for the signing. So it's a lengthy article, but I just wanted to let you know that actually he is fulfilling that campaign promise, and it will be far, far better to get the federal government out of the education system. I mean, look at the education system in America, what it has digressed into. I mean, my God, any removal of the federal government has got to be a move in the right direction. So I wanted to get that in, and again, the source on that is the Washington Times. Now, there's been a lot that's happened this week, and we're going to get to covering so much of it during this hour and hold the calls, and we'll take phone calls next hour. But I want to play the Malcolm Howard deathbed confession. Now, if this is news to you, we're going back to 9/11. We're going back to World Trade Center 7, and you can judge this for yourself. I have no way of validating or disproving or proving that this is legitimate, but it sure sounds like it, and it does fit into what we know about what happened on September 11, 2001, which has a direct ramifications to everything we see that has happened in the world of geopolitics since. I mean, 9/11 was the justification for war with whomever they choose while taking the rights of the people here at home, all for the sake of giving up your liberty for security. And it worked, unfortunately, practically perfectly. And then look at the results of where we find ourselves at now. So here we go. It's a little bit lengthy, but I wanted to get the whole thing in. Here we go. Malcolm Howard deathbed confession. Let's play that video. It runs 7 minutes and 55 seconds, I believe.
CIA agent confesses on deathbed. We blew up World Trade Center 7 on 9/11. 79-year-old retired CIA agent Malcolm Howard has made a series of astonishing claims since being released from the hospital in New Jersey on Friday and told he has weeks to live. Mr. Howard claims he was involved in the controlled demolition of World Trade Center Building 7, the third building that was destroyed on 9/11. Mr. Howard, who worked for the CIA for 36 years as an operative, claims he was tapped by senior CIA agents to work on the project due to his engineering background and early career in the demolition business. Trained as a civil engineer, Mr. Howard became an explosives expert after being headhunted by the CIA in the early 1980s. Mr. Howard has extensive experience in planting explosives in items as small as cigarette lighters and as large as 80-floor buildings. The 79-year-old New Jersey native said he worked on the CIA operation they dubbed New Century between May 1997 and September 2001, during a time he says the CIA was still taking orders from the top. Mr. Howard says he was part of a cell of four operatives tasked with ensuring the demolition was successful. Mr. Howard says the World Trade Center 7 building operation is unique among his demolitions, as it is the only demolition that we had to pretend wasn't a demolition job. He claims he had no problem going through with the deception at the time, because when you're a patriot, you don't question the motivation of the CIA or the White House. You assume the bigger purpose is for a greater good. They pick good, loyal people like me, and it breaks my heart to hear the shit talk. But even he admits that now, looking back, something wasn't right. No good has come from this. This isn't the America we envisioned. Explaining how the building was brought down, Mr. Howard says it was a classic controlled demolition with explosives. We used superfine military-grade nanothermite composite materials as explosives. The hard part was getting thousands of pounds of explosives, fuses, and ignition mechanisms into the building without causing too much concern. But almost every single office in Building 7 was rented by the CIA, the Secret Service, or the military, which made it easier. Mr. Howard explains that World Trade Center 7 was loaded with explosives in strategic places in the month leading up to the day that changed the course of American history. On September 11th, while the North and South Towers burned, fuses were ignited in World Trade Center 7, and nanothermite explosions hollowed out the building, destroying the steel structure, removing the reinforcements, and allowing the office fires to tear through the rest of the building, hollowing it out like a shell. World Trade Center 7 collapsed into its own footprint at 5:20 p.m., 7 hours after the destruction of World Trade Center 1 and 2. The building shocked witnesses by coming down at the speed of freefall, indicating that it encountered zero resistance on the way down. Mr. Howard and his colleagues had done their job. When the building came down, it was such a rush. Everything went exactly to plan. It went so smooth. Everybody was evacuated. Nobody was hurt in World Trade Center 7. We were celebrating. We kept watching replays of the demolition. We had the whiskey and cigars out. And then, all of a sudden, the strangest thing happened. We all started to worry that it looked a little bit too smooth. We watched the tape again and again and again, and we started to get paranoid. It looked like a controlled demolition. We thought, shit, people are going to question this. And then we heard that people from the street were reporting that they heard the explosions during the afternoon. When we were told that the BBC botched their report and announced to the world that the building collapsed 20 minutes before it actually did, at that point, we really thought that the jig was up. According to the official 9/11 report issued by the government, World Trade Center 7 collapsed due to uncontrolled fires that were caused by debris that floated out from World Trade Center 1 and 2, which had been hit by passenger planes. If the official narrative was true, World Trade Center 7 would be the first tall building in the world to ever collapse due to uncontrolled fires, and the only steel skyscraper in the world to have collapsed into itself due to office fires. Mr. Howard and his colleagues feared the public would see through the official narrative and rise up against the government, demanding to be told the truth. There were so many loose ends, so much evidence left behind. We thought the public would be all over it. We thought there would be a public uprising that the media couldn't ignore. They'd be funding investigations and demanding to know why they were being lied to. We thought they'd find chemical composites in the area that would prove Building 7 was blown up. We thought there would be a revolution. It would go all the way to the top, to President Bush. He'd be dragged out of the White House. But none of that happened. Almost nobody questioned anything. The media shot down anyone who dared question anything they were told. Mr. Howard claims he has no direct knowledge about the destruction of the North and South Towers of the World Trade Center, explaining that CIA operations are very specific and that it's common to be working on a larger project while only understanding a small piece of the puzzle. But he has advice for investigators seeking to understand the entire puzzle and work out who was behind the most devastating attack on American soil in history. Follow the money. When you want to find out who's behind something, just follow the money. Look at the trades made just before 9/11. These are the guys that knew what was coming. The sons of CIA agents, government officials, close relatives of the most powerful men in America, Cheney, Rumsfeld, they all got rich. It wasn't just the contracts awarded to their friends in the construction business and the wars and the kickbacks. It was insider trading. Many countries, including Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Monaco, launched insider trading investigations in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, believing that if they could prove Al-Qaeda operatives profited on the stock market, then they could prove the terror organization was behind the attacks. And all the evidence pointed to heavy insider trading around 9/11. Italy's foreign minister, Antonio Martino, said, "I think that there are terrorist states and organizations behind speculation on the international market." German central bank president Ernst Baltica said his researchers had found almost irrefutable proof of insider trading. Even CNN reported that regulators were seeing ever clearer signs that someone manipulated financial markets ahead of the terror attack in the hope of profiting from it. Mr. Howard says that a serious study of who profited on the stock market from 9/11 would tear the heart out of the oligarchy in America. There's only one organization that spans the entire world, and let me tell you now, it isn't, and it never was, Al-Qaeda. It's the CIA. There could never be a real investigation. The entire shadow government, as you guys call it now, are implicated. The 79-year-old, spending his final weeks at home, said he doesn't expect to be taken into custody following his confession because then they'd have to go after everybody else. They will just use the media to attack me. They are all on the payroll to suppress everything around 9/11. The narration of this article does not constitute an endorsement of its contents or point of view by this channel.
Okay, there's the video. You can look that up on YouTube. It is also being carried by yournewswire.com. I thought it was interesting. E. Howard Hunt deathbed confession on the Kennedy assassination. But anyway, with that said, to those of us that studied 9/11, we know that the government's version is tantamount to a fairy tale. It's so ridiculous and absurd, and World Trade Center 7 is the Achilles heel of the whole story. It amazes me. Recently, I've come in contact with some people that are just now, gotten enthused about studying 9/11 here in 2017, so 16 years later, 15 and a half years later, they lived through it, couldn't see through it, but now in retrospect, looking back, and God only knows what information they come across that tweaked their interest, but there is still people coming to grips with the fact that 9/11 was the biggest false flag event and most likely in their lifetime, and that it has ramifications with regards to really everything else that we see that has happened and is happening with regards to our foreign policy is a direct result of this false flag and this this cover-up. As far as Malcolm Howard, you can judge that for yourself, but it sounds like about exactly what happened in some way, shape, or form. So I thought that was really interesting. Also, I'd mentioned watching the World News. The other night on the World News, they're putting Narcol in high school so that children that OD on heroin in school, this saves their life if they're in the middle of a heroin overdose. Now, I don't really have a problem with saving people's lives, but look at the window of insight that is to our society in rapid decline when we have to put drugs in high school to save the students' lives that are ODing on heroin. What does that say about a society? Can anyone honestly believe that this country and our people are anything like moving in anything like the right direction when you see this type of information on national television that our children are in such disarray, in such peril, on such drugs, that they have to have, the school resource officer has to have medicine readily available to save their lives while ODing on heroin at school. I mean, I started saying in 2008 when I first came on the radio, we're a society in rapid decline, and nothing could be more truthful. I mean, in every way we see it, it boggles my mind that the majority of society seems to accept well this digression into just the lowest common denominator in society of depravity and the promotion of nation-wrecking and family-wrecking policy. With that said, we should be coming up on the break. And when we come back, Israel moves to formally declare itself a Jewish ethno-state. Back in a moment.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're back on the alternative media. Aaron in the studio running down through the news this first hour. Now, this is coming in from the newobserveronline.com. Check out the website if you haven't seen it. Israel moves to formally declare itself a Jewish ethnostate. Now, the Israeli government hopes to have its Jewish nation state legislation passed before the end of this year, a law which formally, openly and legally declare that country as a place where national rights are possessed by only one people, the Jewish people. According to a report in the Israeli Haaretz newspaper, the bill, which was finalized last week, defined the country as a Jewish and democratic state, but requires the court to interpret the law based on Israel being the Jewish nation state. Furthermore, the bill will force the High Court of Justice to favor Israel's Jewish character over its democratic character should the two become in conflict. According to Haaretz, the governing coalition is having problems bridging differences over the draft of the bill. Prime Minister Netanyahu is pressing to have the bill approved on its first reading within 2 weeks. A source told Haaretz, referring to the first of three Knesset votes the bill must pass to become law. So So they will vote on a version that there is no full agreement on, and they will only try to resolve the differences in advance of a second and third reading. Coalition Chairman David Bitton said this week he expected a preliminary vote on the bill to be held in the last week of July before the recess. The first section of the current draft states the state of Israel is the national home of the Jewish people, where it is exercising its aspiration for self-determination based on its cultural and historical heritage. The draft adds, the right to exercise national self-determination in the state of Israel is unique to the Jewish people. The land of Israel is the historical homeland of the Jewish people and where the state of Israel has been established. As the final provision puts it, the provisions of this basic law or any other legislation will be interpreted in light of what is provided in this section. The revised version was largely taken from the original controversial nation-state bill sponsored by M.K. Avi Dichter, member of the Likud Party. It would let judges give priority to Israel's character as a Jewish state in cases where Israel's Jewish values conflict with any democratic form of government. Knesset member Amar Ohana was quoted as saying that they will arrive at a version that best expresses, without apologizing or quibbling, that in the state of Israel, every individual has full human rights, while national rights are possessed by only one people, the Jewish people. It goes on. Of course, Israel has been a Jewish ethno-state from the very beginning and has been set up precisely to ensure Jewish racial purity and exclusivity through its racially based immigration laws, its anti-miscegenation marriage laws, which makes it illegal for non-Jews to marry Jews in that country, and its deliberate policy of ethnically cleansing the Palestinians from the entire region. The point of the Jewish nation-state bill is therefore not to start such policies because they're already in place, but to legally enshrine them so that left-wing Jews cannot challenge them in the courts. Of course, if any white nation should declare itself as an ethno-state for white people, Israel and the world Jewish lobby would be at the forefront of attacking such a state as racist and Nazi. So, I mean, it's really fascinating when you start getting into looking and reading the newspapers in Israel of what they're actually up to. Now, this is another perfect example of news and information that would never be disseminated in the Jewish-controlled media here in America. You would never know that they're passing laws like that. It's not going to be on the news unless you're on the Internet reading their newspapers. You would be completely oblivious as to what's actually happening, and the hypocrisy is unbelievable because they work feverishly to eliminate people like David Duke from being monetized through YouTube, Don Black, many others. I mean, they can't have any ability to support and focus on the white race all the while they're doing this, like taking candy from a baby in Israel. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I've got an Ann Coulter video we're going to be playing, and Nicole Kidman, Stanley Kubrick says pedophiles run the world, and they do. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Feeling like a dog on a collar, keeping that chain pulled tight, waiting on Saturday night. Put on the smell good, put on Skinner, head into town like a NASCAR winner, cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is Camping Deluxe, slick pickup trucks, big timing in a small town, stirring it up sundown. Black denim and chrome to the bone with a little homegrown, a country girl cuddled up.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio dealing with not everything running so smoothly for me this morning, but sometimes it's like that. But listen, I've got a lot of news and information, so I'm going to move on. yournewswire.com. Nicole Kidman, Stanley Kubrick said pedophiles run the world. Stanley Kubrick claimed that the world is run by pedophiles, according to Nicole Kidman, who says the reclusive director taught her how the world works and who is really in control behind the scenes while filming Eyes Wide Shut, which I don't think I've ever seen that movie. I'd really like to see it. Stanley told me the world is run by pedophiles, Nicole Kidman said while promoting HBO's Little Big Lies in Los Angeles. He studied secret societies his whole life. He was fascinated by them, and he said the elite, the top secret societies, they're full of men with a certain predilection. They are tied together, sort of bonded by pedophilia. They all know each other's dark secrets. There is no way out for any of them. It's a lifetime bond. Even if one of them wanted to go straight or repent, so to speak, he can't. His peers will bring him down. They are all in it until death. Driving the world to ruin, that's kind of how Stanley explained it, but it was all very complex. I'm probably not doing it justice, she said. Now, the 1999 film starring Kidman and her then-husband Tom Cruise was Stanley Kubrick's last outing as director before his death that same year. Many people believe Kubrick gave away too many secrets in the film about secret societies and the global elite, and that it may have cost him his life. Asked if Kubrick's knowledge of secret societies and their darkest secret had anything to do with his death, Kidman just raised an eyebrow and said, "That's not a question that I can answer here. Though maybe I could. None of you in the media would be allowed to print it, would you? The men who own your companies wouldn't allow it to get out," Kidman said. A brave speaker of truth, Nicole Kidman had contracts canceled by two Hollywood studios earlier this year after she dared to go against the current Hollywood agenda by saying, "We need to support our president." Now, Kubrick was a lifelong student of power structures, and many of his films exhibited a closely observed genius for exposing the corruption, depravity, and madness of the elite institutions, whether it was the military-industrial complex, Dr. Strangelove, Full Metal Jacket, Ultraviolence, A Clockwork Orange, psychological horror, The Shining, or psychopathic pedophilia. Stanley Kubrick took on the issues that mattered. So I thought that was an interesting perspective. I've not watched a lot of those films, although I did watch A Clockwork Orange and everyone I've probably seen The Shining. But I thought that was interesting, Nicole Kidman even mentioning that, even going so far as to make mention of that. So these things that we've talked about on RBN for years and years, these things that we've accepted sadly as our reality, at times, just like the Malcolm Howard confession or Nicole Kidman bringing up this issue, these things that we have accepted as fact from diligent study and looking into the matters, you know, occasionally hit the mainstream media, and even though, you know, it doesn't really seem to make much of a difference or it doesn't resonate and it surely doesn't get a lot of airtime, it does go to show that occasionally this does break over into the mainstream media and people get a glimpse of it. You know, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I'd reported on the Los Angeles Times had done the story of that big pedophile ring. Was it 238, I think, was arrested, and they said it was famous people and high-ranking members in the establishment and blah, blah, blah. But where's the story? Where's the follow-up? Where's the arrest? Where are they showing up in court to be arraigned? You know, it just falls out the memory hole. There's no one out there, apparently, you know, if they're covering the story, I've not seen it. Obviously, I can't, you know, cover but so much. In fact, this month of July, for those that's email me, some that's called, I've got a lot on my plate right at the moment, so I may not be doing justice to everyone, and my apologies, but I'm doing the best I can at the moment. So that's just the way the shoe fits me right now, and so I'm not even running the website. Thealternativemedia.com is down. It's not up at the moment. Hopefully we'll be able to get all that back in place. It's just been one of those, you know, so everybody goes through them, I guess, where everything is trying to hit you at one time, and a lot of things go wrong at one time. You have to deal with them, and you have to make sacrifices, and you can't always maybe cover all the bases that you like to cover. And that's kind of where I'm at the moment. All right, well, I've got a video now. You know, I can't believe this guy's gotten as much airtime as he has, this Hans A-hole Solo. You know, I'll just use the abbreviation. But to go back, we talked a little bit about it last week. But Ann Coulter commented on this. We're going to play the video here shortly. It's only 50 seconds. But, you know, to rewind and refresh everyone's memories, we assume, I don't know, you maybe do, maybe someone else has covered it better, and you know, if you do, you can call in next hour, we'll take phone calls, but we're assuming that this Hans A-hole Solo is probably a younger person, maybe even a minor below 18 or whatever, we don't know, he could be 60, who knows, but anyway, he was the one that created the little video or meme, I think the proper name may be GIF, I don't know, I'm not up with all the logo on that, but with Donald Trump slamming McMahon with the CNN logo, and then Donald Trump retweeted it. That's old news we've all... This is the person, we'll say, that created that, okay? Well, of course, CNN finally done some investigative reporting, and they found him, and they were going to dox him, which means out him on the Internet, and they made him sign a big apology and promise not to do it. They literally blackmailed this person, which I would have never went along with if I'd have been him, but whatever. Don't cuck it. Don't apologize in these situations, but whatever. Probably was being threatened. Well, Ann Coulter, he had made other memes prior to this. He had made other memes. And apparently Ann Coulter, who I'm not a fan of, but we'll get her information where we can, she had seen some of these other memes, and one of these that he had created had to do with CNN. So we're going to play now, it's 50 seconds, a clip of Ann Coulter discussing this meme that Hans A-hole Solo made about CNN. So let's roll that if we can, Sam.
I who created the GIF. I think he was the one who was supposed to have done this. He sent out a picture of all these CNN people who were listing all of the Jews who work at CNN. And there were like 200 of them. And I got to tell you, it was an arresting photo, mostly because, you know, the media are the ones who are insisting. I'm sorry, every local newscast has got to have one Asian, one Hispanic, one black. Soon it's going to be one Muslim. These people are so obsessed with, oh, it's all white men in Trump's cabinet. Wait, but somebody can't point out that you have a kind of a disproportionate number of Jews working at your network. I mean, just the hypocrisy of this is stunning.
All right, that was Ann Coulter discussing this 200, and she doesn't go into it there, but if you do a little research, I mean, the major players, you know, it's not that 200 Jews work at CNN sweeping the floor and carrying out the trash. It is the major players all across the board. And so here, you know, we don't have this is another perfect example of the control, the manipulation of the mainstream Jewish media. Because, of course, they would never report on this, ever. So we have to look toward Hans A-hole Solo to expose this, because, of course, Ann Coulter is not going to report on the fact that David Duke's been exposing this for, more than decades, 40 years, you know, half a century. They're never going to report on any of that, and so many others. You know, I don't want to miss anyone. I don't have time to go down through a list of people that's done a great work exposing this, but there are many, many, many others. But Ann Coulter actually, you know, if you look at the meme that he created, it's just, you know, it's 200 pictures, it looks like, and he's put the little Star David on them. But, and he's naming them and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, this information that we all know is true, that people call a conspiracy or anti-Semitic or whatever, but it's just the fact. It's just the cold, hard, sad facts. But it's refreshing. So if Ann Coulter knows this, then, you know, Donald Trump knows this. Everybody knows this. I don't think that they don't know. Rush Limbaugh knows it. They all know it. The ones that refuse to talk about it are either scared or part of it. You know, they know to keep their place, they have to keep this secret. And it's destroying our future. And so, you know, it's all being exposed. And I don't know how, you know, with the advent of it, there are all these websites now, the Daily Stormer, InfoStormer, it goes on and on and on. And in fact, DailyStormer.com. DailyStormer.com was where I got the first information about the executive order that Donald Trump signed Wednesday with regards to getting the sorry, filthy federal government out of the school system. It wasn't on CNN. It wasn't even on Drudge Report. I got it off DailyStormer.com. What does that tell you? The alternative media, and the reason I call the show the alternative media is not that I'm the whole alternative media. That'd be silly. It's the fact that I cover news from the Daily Stormer, from RT, or from the New Observer Online. I cover the news of the alternative media, the people that are doing the job. I wish, you know, that I had time just to write news. And you really need to, if you want to get into this, you really need to write your own news stories like Andrew Anglin and many others, Eric Stryker. But anyway, the alternative media is exploded to the point, National Vanguard, .org, Red Ice Radio. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. They are doing the work that the mainstream media will not do because they want to keep this information covered up. And we are exposing the hypocrisy more abundantly than I've seen. And you know, they can't put the genie back in the bottle. They're trying through these anti-Semitic laws and through putting people in jail. But look at the fighting in the streets now. I mean, look at the event that's coming up next month in Clarksville, Virginia. You know, Google that. Get some more information on that. It's going to be a big event. I think it's August 11th. Don't hold me to that. We'll cover that a little more in depth when we get a little closer to it. But isn't it interesting that little clip of audio Ann Coulter knows? Now, if that was news to Ann Coulter, if that was stunning, like she said, if that was a real shocker, then just a little bit of rudimentary investigation, and she'll find out that it's not just CNN. It's also Disney, who owns ABC. It's also Viacom and CBS, Summer Redstone, who owns MTV. She'll find out that it's Comcast. It's across the board. And that's why we see this kookspiracy, this ridiculous, endless, laughable narrative of demonizing Donald Trump because his son dared. Now, I've got a clip. It may be the first of the next hour before we take phone calls. I might play this clip at the first of the next hour. And it's Tucker Carlson just exposing the complete ridiculousness of this freaking kookspiracy. But who do they keep parading out to talk about this kookspiracy? Schiff, Blumenthal, Schumer. And of course, there's other ones like Insane McCain. I mean, my God. You know, John McCain and Lindsey Graham are about the two biggest sorry excuses of human beings. They don't rank up with Angela Merkel, but they are some pretty sorry, despicable line pieces of scum. The Republican Party is, as a whole, is just pure trash. They are actually, as they bend to this liberalism and go along with this mass immigration, they're actually promoting their party's own destruction, because as they let in all of these illegals and they want to make them legal and let them vote and blah blah blah, which we're seeing, you know, backlash against this from Trump, but there's a whole bunch in the Republican Party that oppose it, obviously. These people are going to come in, join the Democratic Party, and you'll never be elected to a position again, and they're actually exacerbating the destruction of the white race. And these are white people. I mean, it's just so frustrating. It's ridiculous. They are actually, and why would they do this? It's because they're bought and paid for and sold out to the point that they don't care. And that's what John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and a whole host of the rest of the Congress and the Senate are, the whole push, the whole bunch up there. There isn't any that truly represent the rights and the plight and the future of white people. They're so lily-livered and coward that they won't even mention the fact of thanking the white people that voted for them, like in the case of Donald Trump, like they do, you know, for Mexicans and blacks and homosexuals and what have you. I mean, it's just amazing where we find ourselves at. Now, Hungarian anti-invasion poster is anti-Semitic because it has a picture of ugly-ass George Soros. All right, we'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Ferentz. Stay with me.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Alternative Media. Being in the studio, after the top of the hour, I'm going to play a clip at the top of the hour, and and run one story before we go to phone calls, so everyone just bear with me. But I wanted to get this in. The international Jewish lobby, including the official Jewish body in Hungary, the Israeli ambassador in Budapest, and George Soros, have jointly condemned a Hungarian government anti-invasion poster as anti-Semitic for no other reason than the fact that it features a picture of George Soros. A picture of George Soros being displayed is anti-Semitism. Don't you know that? What's wrong with y'all? The poster shows a large picture of the Hungarian-born Jewish Soros laughing alongside the text, "Let's not let Soros have the last laugh," a reference to the fact that Soros money is funding many of the pro-third world organizations in Europe. Didn't seem like anything would be wrong with that. None of it. Hungary's largest Jewish organization has called on Prime Minister Viktor Orban to stop the campaign, with its head, Andreas Eichler, writing to the Prime Minister that the poisonous message harms the whole of Hungary. How dare someone point out that George Soros is helping to fund our destruction? Soros himself has issued a statement saying that he is distressed by the anti-Semitic campaign, even though it does not mention Jews at all. "I am distressed by the current Hungarian regime's use of anti-Semitic imagery as part of its deliberate disinformation campaign," the 86-year-old Jew said in a statement. Soros added that he had been heartened that, together with countless fellow citizens, the leadership of the Hungarian Jewish community had spoken out against this radical poster campaign. Soros' spokesman called the campaign reminiscent of Europe's darkest hours, with clearly anti-Semitic overtones. Anything you do, anything you say, anything you think can be anti-Semitic. If you point out reality, if you talk about pure truth, well, you're an anti-Semitic Nazi. That's the world in which we live. That is the world in which they want to create and have created. Last week, Orban accused Soros of being a billionaire speculator who wanted to use his wealth and civil groups that he supports to settle 1 million migrants in the European Union. Well, Orban, I believe he's already done that. Orban and government officials say that Hungary has a policy of zero tolerance of anti-Semitism and that the poster campaign is about increasing awareness of national security risks posed by Soros. On Saturday, Israel's ambassador in Budapest, Yossi Arani, also criticized the poster campaign, saying it evokes sad memories, but also sows hatred and fear. You know, isn't that about the most ridiculous BS you've ever heard in your freaking life? The government puts a picture up that actually exposes what's actually happening, what Soros is doing, what Soros is accomplishing. And the mere fact that exposing the truth is anti-Semitic. All right, top of the hour, we're going to play a clip. Got one story, then we'll take phone calls. I'll give out the number after top of the hour break. Back in a moment.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.